Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, I've been gone for a little while. I actually wrote two books over the last couple years. One of them is called Holistic Success, How to Dance Through the Life with the Abandon of the Child and the Skill of a Master. And the other one's called the Everything Anger Management book. You can find them both on my website at www.drpuff.com. Just spell out doctor, DOCTORPUFF.com. Over the course of the break, I have gotten quite a few requests for podcasts to be done as guided meditations. And if you have one or if you've sent me one, please resubmit them because I'm going to try to work through them and create some podcasts for our listeners. And I'd like to begin with reading a request from one of our listeners. Hello, just wanted to let you know that I've really enjoyed your podcast. I'm a social worker on an inpatient psychiatry unit in Eastern Canada. I've really taken to meditation and mindfulness as part of my own self-care. Being a young social worker, I heard my professors and those talk about it, but I really didn't take self-care seriously until I got into the field and began to start having some negative feelings about the job and even patients. When I took the time to self-reflect on these feelings, I realized that it was really that I wasn't taking care of myself that was causing these feelings and thoughts, as I do love my job and helping people. I was wondering if you could do a guided meditation on self-care and or compassion fatigue. Thank you so much for the work you do, Jonathan. It's interesting to me that this was the first one that I chose to do as a guided meditation, because this is really what the last year and a half, 2 years have been for me, self-care. A lesson I learned many, many years ago is that when I get very busy, I let things go. If my life is swamped with either emotional or just professional activities, I always need to let things go, because the first and most important thing we need to do is self-care. In order to help others, we have to come with a full plate and not an empty plate. Think of it like a pyramid. At the base of a pyramid, it is very solid, and as it moves its way up, there's less support there. Less energy is putting towards that higher level of support. We are like that. At the base, we need to have a lot of self-care, making sure that we're okay. And then what I often describe it as, next on that pyramid comes our relationships. Most likely our partner, if we're in a relationship, they should be of prime importance next. Then if we have children, they're pretty important, of course. And then our work and everything else. With that, we have a very solid pyramid. But what most people do around the world is, first it's their work and other people, then it may be their kids, then it may be their spouse, and finally, it's themselves. And that's a very unstable pyramid, and it crashes and burns all the time. So the first thing we have to do is make sure that we're okay. But how do we do this? How do we make sure we're okay? The first thing we do is we do things that fill our cup up. So for example, I think when we do meditation, at the end of our meditation, we're going to feel better. We're going to feel more full. We're going to feel healthier. We're going to feel peaceful. So meditation is a key element in self-care. Spending time in nature is another one. When we spend time in nature, relaxing, being present, we're going to find ourselves to be much more relaxed. Letting people love us is also very helpful. Sleeping well, exercise, these are all things we do to make sure that we're okay, that our plate's full, and from that full plate, we can reach out and help others. I think where a lot of people get confused is they'll do something to relax, but it's really not relaxing. I mean, they'll come home after a long day, they'll sit in front of a TV, and then they'll think, this is relaxing. And then they watch violence, they watch people cutting each other down, and they go to bed with those thoughts. That's not going to rejuvenate you at all. It isn't good for us when we do things that aren't healthy and fill our plate up. Then we get exhausted. Another good example of poor self-care is actually Las Vegas. I live in Southern California, which is really only a day trip away from Vegas, and a lot of people here will go there on the weekends to, in quote, relax. When they come back, they're utterly exhausted, and they're not relaxed. They're doing something to distract themselves, but it isn't relaxing. It isn't filling their cup back up. And that's what we're looking for. At the end of that self-care, whatever we do, we feel ready to tackle the world, ready to go out there and make the world a better place. So here's really the simple solution to self-care. Is what I'm doing right now making it so that I am more refreshed, more relaxed, and ready to go out there and help the world, improve the world, and make our world a better place for other people to live in? If it isn't doing that, if at the end of our experience we feel more exhausted, more worn out, and not ready to make the world a better place, then that isn't self-care. Self-care is about filling my cup up so that I can go out there and help others and be a good person overall, whether I'm helping my family, whether it's through my work. Many people think self-care is about having fun, and it really isn't about having fun. Mind you, self-care is about having fun, but I think we often, like children, think it's about having a great time, where it's really about rejuvenating ourselves. It's often very peaceful and very relaxing. I love to go to visit monastery and spiritual places because when you go there, it's very relaxing. There's nothing to do there but to sit, read, go for walks, spend time in nature, and meditate. It's incredibly relaxing. But like I said, going to Vegas may be fun, but it's not really relaxing. There's one other importance of self-care. If we don't take time for self-care, we're going to get overwhelmed with life. And unfortunately, addictions do work to help with feeling overwhelmed. For example, if we have a stressful day, we can come home and go for a walk and maybe meditate, and we're going to feel better. But we can also have 2 or 3 or 4 glasses of wine or 2 or 3 or 4 glasses of beer, and we're going to feel better too. It also is going to work in the short term, but in the long term, that will turn into alcoholism or any other form of addiction. So we do have to be careful about this, because if we don't take time for self-care, there's going to be consequences. We all know that in regards to taking care of our bodies. If we don't take care of them, they're going to get sick. It's the same way emotionally and spiritually. If we don't take time for ourselves, we are going to get emotionally or spiritually sick. So this is very important. In the long run, if we don't make time for self-care, then we have to make time for illness. An illness isn't something any of us want to deal with. And if we are listening to this podcast and we are ill, just starting to do things to be healthy is going to help us. So let's go ahead and listen to the guided meditation that follows. It's going to be about encouraging us to do self-care. And when we start doing self-care, we first will see the benefits of it. And with time, those around us will too, because we're going to help them more and be able to do what we do for a longer period of time because we're taking care of ourselves. I've been a clinical psychologist for 25 years now and still really like helping people, but I take care of myself first and then I help them. It's a beautiful thing to take care of ourselves, and we all matter. So let's do that. Let's have beautiful lives throughout our lives and continue to take self-care very seriously. Thank you for joining me on the Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and other things that I've created, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Until next time, peace.